The critic is Governor Scott Walker. The Republican was asked this week about letting college athletes form labor organizations, as a National Labor Relations Board official was ruling that scholarship football players at Northwestern University have the right to form a union.
I just think it's one of those things that's kind of ridiculous. You know, I think it makes sense that athletes are offered scholarships, but I think most people just think it's reasonable that they want to play whatever sport it is, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, you name it. Part of their incentive in doing that is that their compensation is they're given an education either entirely for free on a scholarship or at least partially through a partial scholarship.
Walker has two sons in college and says it would have been great if either had got a scholarship to help pay for their education. The governor says if some athletes don't want to go to college, they can go right to professional sports, though depending on the sport, the athletes that skip college often struggle in the pros. Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke says college athlete unions do have to be considered in light of the revenue some sports take in.
It's a difficult issue, but I wouldn't call it ridiculous. There are a lot of people making a lot of money off of college athletics right now, and we have to make sure that the students that are generating that are not only getting a good education, but are able to support themselves.
This is not expected to be the last time Mary Burke and Scott Walker disagree on unions, given the endorsements several labor groups gave Burke this week. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.